We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're up to page Lamed. The Chafetz Chaim has been enumerating the prohibitions that can be transgressed when saying Lashon Hara, and we're up to the 12th. And if by recounting the Lashon Hara, one is fueling an argument, then there's another transgression. The Torah says we shouldn't allow for an argument like Korach and his congregation that made this huge argument with Moshe. That's a warning in the Torah. Don't hold on to an argument. Kedita b'Sandrin, as it says in Sanhedrin. And unfortunately, you will discover that people do hold on to arguments. People will say, I can't sit next to him in shul, or they'll say, I'm not inviting that cousin after what their mother did to my mother. There's no way I'm inviting them to our simcha. Not supposed to do that. Don't hold on to machloket. There's an argument. Your parents have an argument with someone. Doesn't mean you have to have an argument with someone. If your wife is upset at someone, so then doesn't mean you have to fight their husband in shul. You know, we try to lower the flame and not fuel the flame. We're not trying to hold on to fights. So there's a prohibition in the Torah, lo yechekoch v'chadato. A person shouldn't hold on to an argument. Don't hold on to a fight. Don't fuel the fight. And if by telling over Lashon Hara, one fuels a fight, so then they're also transgressing that prohibition of lo yechekoach v'chadato.